As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right. Where do we begin this intrepid vet?
That's how today is going to be.
That's been my day. Okay. Today's exciting edition of Rippers XM.
Thank you.
XM? Liam powers up. Turning this week to see him power up some more. Here's what he did. And that's where we end. All right.
That's right. That's right. Good job.
Thank you for going on cue. Alright.
Ripper Ball Z?
Ripper Ball Al.
Ball Ripper?
Ball Ripper Z.
That was a fun session. Do I get to drown him again?
Or do you like the L?
I was a half L.
Half L with one hit point.
Drowning a bugbear?
Yep.
He was at like full health too.
I'm looking for.
What was really funny is like he's the one that dragged him into the water.
Oh yeah, and then I turned it against him.
I'm looking forward to doing another game like that. That was a bunch of fun.
Yes.
Deflected.
So there was two of us trying to fight.
Like, no, I think three of us. Okay, it was like you, me, and I. All right. Think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, it was like three of us.
I was big enough.
Yep.
We had barely enough hit points to do anything, so we were struggling to live.
You and Tyler were gone. That was the day that you guys weren't there.
That was the Lake Castle.
It was Lake Castle.
No, I know I was there for that game.
Yeah, but you guys weren't there that day.
Yeah, you weren't there that session.
I probably had to work that evening for whatever reason.
Something like that.
Or that session or that point in time.
Something
like
that.
One or the other.
I think it was that whole session. I'm not sure, though.
Or they could have been attacking the Hobgoblin camp.
I remember it was just us four. I remember that specifically.
The biggest thing I remember was Tyler kind of like that. Was a ranger.
Yes,
yeah, he was so specialization work or something like that. And we captured like three of them. And they're like, oh shit. And they run right over and we're capturing and he's in the rear. And that guy's so scared that he's going to get shot with an arrow. I tell Tyler, just shoot a random arrow in that direction. Oh, yeah. He's like, I told you.
Alright.
That was a fun game.
Yes. D&D antics.
Alright, so
you guys actually get to sit in the lodge for about a week.
You mean they get to sit in the lodge for about a week?
Yes, you get to actually
be wealthy
and flaunt around town and do nothing productive.
No, hooray. No, I am being productive. I am busy in the zoo and getting calculations.
Open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
My letters. Yeah, no, there's not a lot of chips left.
What is this from?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what this is from?
I think that's a Ripper's mini.
Really?
I couldn't get it out. It's still there.
War Machine?
No. What kind of mini?
Iron Kingdoms.
Oh, okay. So
it is War Machine.
Yeah. All right. And then after that wonderful week of downtime.
How much? I will convince Gudon to...
Gudon will not break.
Now, my tournament was this weekend or next weekend now?
This.
Okay.
It was 2 weeks away from the prior...
And when is payday?
No. So,
so it's next week.
Let me take a look at the calendar.
I have the calendar saved.
Okay. I could have sworn it was 2 weeks, but I'm not sure. So
it was 2 weeks from when you last.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's actually next week.
Okay. Cool.
I already paid you for April.
You did?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Because I only had 17 pounds. Now I have 28.
Maybe you're not quite there. You're about a week and a half off.
Okay.
Before you hit May.
Okay. Well, how much would it... How much are you going to charge me for helping out the zoo?
Not a... Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay. We'll just say that the money you didn't give me from my dad this month went to them.
Yay, 12 pounds. Okay.
All right, so after said week,
Travis goes, all right. Yep. Congratulations, you're back on rotation.
Oh, boy.
And I'm specifically giving it to you four because I think you're the most competent four here.
What are you talking about? The others leveled up from their previous adventure.
Yeah. But none of them have a status above 5.
Never. Can't rest at all. We got something to do. Let's go. Get in. Go sleep or something. No, it's the middle of the night. We must do it now. So we're trudging around England at 2 in the morning. Because we must do it now. Yes. Okay.
Of course you didn't come along.
I love your spelling.
Is Jack the Ripper or a Ripper?
Supposedly.
Tomb of Pumpkin Jack.
Actually,
it's an E instead of a B. It's nothing big.
Actually, I think he's like one of the founders.
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper?
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Oh.
He's a murdering psychopath?
Von Helsing's hunting him down.
Oh, okay.
And every other Ripper on the planet is hunting him down.
I didn't know. I was just curious.
There's a wanted sign out in the lounge.
Unfortunately, since they never saw his face, it's, you know, completely different.
Oh, no. We know it's a jester hat and a white face. The logo for Savage Worlds.
Oh, yes.
That.
That guy. I don't remember what his name is.
Anyway.
His name is Jack.
Alright, so we have been approached by the butler of the Duke of Lanchester, who apparently had gone to the Von Helsing estate, and they directed him here. I don't know why, but they directed him here.
Apparently, the youngest nephew of the Duke has gone missing.
His name is Zachary. Ooh. Zachary Powell.
I need a pencil.
Brian,
can you that pencil over there?
They want to keep this very, very, very quiet.
So we're supposed to track him down without letting anyone know?
Yes.
That sounds like it's going to be a bit difficult.
Do you know who that is? Would it be Streetwise?
For Englishmen, it's common knowledge, please! The Duke of Lanchester's nephew?
Is that D4? Or?
It's Smarts.
Oh, sweet.
What was his last name?
Better.
Powell.
Powell.
11.
My lord, of course you know who Zachary Powell is.
All right.
You know he's a very young man,
about 18 or 19,
married to Elizabeth Powell, and he lives the life of a...
Lives a life of leisure. He actually doesn't really do anything.
By the way, I have no idea who the hell this kid is.
Is he the noble who runs around in a yacht in a... Proud... Oh.
Andre.
The dilettante.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
We wanted to go on a triple date with Amanda's sister and you guys.
I feel used.
To go see Green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
Yeah. So basically, you mentioned superheroes to Andre.
Probably I have to wait till Jessica can go.
That's fine.
I pet you.
What was I going to say? Oh, can I make a knowledge of any sort to maybe just know who the Lancasters are?
Sure, I'd like, the United States and India does pay enough attention to England that will allow you a common knowledge check at minus two.
For just the Lancasters?
Yeah, it's basically just the Lancasters.
Eh.
Eh.
Nine.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why. Maybe there was a newsreel about him before leaving. Lancaster Duke sentences man to death for treason.
No, I know what it is. The military was smart enough to give me a basic...
Do not fuck with these people!
Don't!
Bad!
I figured they'd give me some basic outlines of noteworthy British people so I can try and blend in Europe.
Don't be stupid.
What?
Don't insult the queen.
But she's not the president.
President 1892. Freaking dumb little presidents. Anyway. So, this is very hush-hush, and they want it done very, 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 very soon.
I'm sorry, we have to rush.
Really random comment, but apparently George Washington has been likened to the Hulk.
George Washington is... the Hulk?
He had a temper similar to that of the Hulk.
You won't like me when George Washington is angry!
Why do we want him to be president?
Because he's the only person who wants the job.
But he didn't want the
job.
Everyone.
Well, maybe that's why they wanted him to be president, because he's that awesome. He's the only one that does that. Freak everyone out and they'll leave us alone.
The president was it that got shot, proceeded to give a speech, and then
Theodore Roosevelt.
That was Roosevelt.
I love Teddy.
Yep, that was
I think Teddy's my favorite president.
In a book I was reading, he was rated the number one most badass president.
Yes, he was. When he was 62 or something like that and half blind, he wanted to invade Cuba on horseback.
He's the one who started the Rough Riders, right?
Yes.
What's funny is, I think on one of their most famous charges, they didn't actually ride their horses up the hill. They just charged up the hill on foot.
I love Teddy. He's badass.
He also just randomly beat people with a stick.
The only president to go three terms.
No, that was Franklin Roosevelt. And Franklin was... people were starting to get a little tired of him by the end. Then he died, and we didn't care. All right.
All right, enough about
chop.
I still think it'd be cool if he actually did his third New Deal.
Right, so are there any leads to go off of? Well, where is his brother? Do we need to speak with him?
The only clue that
I was passed along by his butler was that he had said something about a damn Frenchman.
There's a lot of those.
Talking about the Foreign...
Yeah!
Foreign Legion?
Alright.
Isn't there some sort of news about that?
Guys, I guess... That's why they're worried.
Oh.
I guess we should start asking around, see if anyone has seen this guy.
Have you seen a damn Frenchman?
Yeah. I meant Mr. Powell. That might not be too wise. You might be able to go speak with some of his family members. And
yeah,
maybe
we
you.
We don't want to be walking around the commons asking for
And maybe
him.
You.
What? Are you saying I'm not reputable enough?
Get some dust. Is that a tumbleweed?
They follow me. We need stalkers. There's a tumbleweed outside our window.
I watched a hilarious video the other day that had something substitute for tumbleweed.
Alright, well, so,
kind of alien.
I guess you two are going to ask around. Okay. Do we want to go to a seedy bar and ask around there?
See if you guys can't find... So he's missing, is that what it is?
He's missing.
Well, why don't you guys ask around if there's been any groups of Frenchmen that have recently come into the area?
Ask about the French Foreign Legion. The Foreign Legion, not the real Foreign Legion.
Okay.
Although it's probably the same thing.
Did the terrorist group decide to do that for intentionally to, for that reason?
It's probably the same thing, including Frenchmen.
Hey. As an American, I feel like I should somewhat like the French.
Yes, you should. As an American.
Well, that depends if you actually know your history. If you don't, then who cares? I have knowledge America.
Then you should probably know at least a little bit.
I know America.
Dude, you're the one who told me to take knowledge America.
Knowledge America.
American history at this point isn't very hard to remember.
Do you want me to change it to American history or something?
No, no, that's fine.
Knowledge America is broad enough that it works.
It makes sense for your character.
I have a smattering of knowledge that's not quite common, but...
Yes, in addition, that's things like local customs, you know, things to expect when entering an area. It's just funny.
Knowledge America.
But I am curious, Travis. Why did it pass it on to us when it's so important?
I have no idea.
Could it be a test?
It could be. Don't fuck up.
Or maybe it's so... They already figured it out, and they just don't want to... They know it's nothing big, so they just...
Or we're relatively nameless moofs.
Or maybe
they want us as scapegoats.
Maybe it's because it's our area.
If it's not a test, can we fuck up?
This is the nephew of the Duke of Lancaster.
So, maybe?
If... You have to understand here in England, if they don't like you, they call you a traitor and they kill you.
Well,
there's a court hearing, kind of.
Maybe. That's pretty mean.
I have the right to stand before my accuser.
In the United States, you are correct.
When did they get rid of the guilty to proven innocent?
The United States.
No, in England. Did they ever get rid of that?
They got rid of it, I want to say, I'm pretty sure it was somewhere in the 20th century, but don't quote me.
If I assume we are currently operating under the guilty until proven innocent,
yes.
Would I be correct?
Yes.
Okay, well,
if nothing else, because Rippers is evil.
Alright, well, why don't we get a move on?
Well, it's kind of late, but I will send an invitation, or at least I would request to meet with them.
What time is it?
Dude, I'm only here in the night.
Okay.
It's 4 a.m.
Early morning, I need to sleep.
Why am I still awake?
Because you're a ripper. You're insane.
Right, I'm going to bed. Damn you for dragging me into space-based card games.
What?
I thought it was very intriguing. It's insight of the future, I swear.
And one day we will be running Space 1889. Just to let you know.
Oh god, I hope so.
You and your damn mining corporations, stop cheating.
What? Mining materials are very helpful.
Alright.
Alright.
That's fish posh thinking there's minerals on the moon.
But mom, didn't we actually discover there are some worthwhile minerals in the moon?
There's water. A lot more water than we expected.
Anywho,
before I go to bed, I will write out an invitation and put it on the table. So it will hopefully be sent out before I wake up.
It will indeed be sent out before you wake up.
Okay, because I know I want to wake up for a little while.
And then what are you two doing?
And I'll give my name and say that I'm a friend of Mr. Hussein. So they know who's acting on.
Okay.
All right, so you two come afternoonish.
You guys are welcomed into his brother's estate.
It's actually a nice area outside of London where it's all kind of nice and green and the rolling hills. You can see there's sheep. There seems to be a private forest because there's actually like a little rope outside the forest.
Red rope? That doesn't look it. That would be a little positive.
Sorry, you're not on the list.
Let's the fox in, though.
Who has a lady?
And of course, standing at the gate, you can of course see that there are two guards who are.
Disapproving guard disapproves.
Yes.
We sent for an invitation, or rather, we sent a letter ahead anyway.
Ah. Then you must be Miss Ayana.
Miss. Arya.
Yoda.
Adia.
Adia. Right, they're expecting you.
Figata.
You guys will kind of walk onto the estate, and you're escorted into a nice waiting room, and of course, doing the customary, you know, making the person wait 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then 15 minutes on the clock. In strolls in a slightly older man than his brother. He's probably mid-20s. But of course you could see he's still got the, you know, clean combed hair, dressed to the latest fashions. Hello, I understand that you two are friends of Sir Helsing.
Yes, we have come on his behalf in search of your brother.
I assume Zachary has gotten himself into some sort of trouble. I'm not terribly surprised. I've never liked him.
Oh, that's a shame.
He was always out doing crazy things.
What? Is he the youngest?
Well, yes. He's also the stupidest.
Well, usually the youngest comes with those problems. Hmm?
Ah, well. I've been, the information's been passed along to me. Apparently, the Frenchman that he spoke of, he met at his usual hangout, the Green Velvet Room. It's an exclusive night, it's an exclusive club. And apparently he was overly friendly with his wife, Elizabeth. Scandalous, but I'm not surprised. His wife has always been a bit of a floozy. Why he married her, I'm not quite sure. Or maybe he married her because she's a floozy.
I could not say. No, it's curious. Is his wife taken as well, or just him?
Oh, she's been missing from what I understand, but she's not important.
I was just curious if she was still around and ask her. Hmm?
No, she's probably off gallivanting with a Frenchman. I could imagine his wife doing that. Quite a lot, actually.
It's unfortunate.
Maybe.
So do you speak with your brother often?
No, I hate him.
Well, I'm not that bad. I was just curious.
No, I wouldn't waste my brain cells talking to someone like him.
Well, do you know anyone... Any good friends of his that he usually hangs out with?
Ugh, my brother has friends. This is news to me. I bet he hangs out with some of those commoners. Ugh, he has no idea how to act as aristocracy, I swear. Well, probably just slumming it. He and his floozy wife and probably their dirty, unkempt, unwashed, savage friends. But of course, you, being a member of aristocracy, understand the need for distancing yourself from the common folk. After all, if you get too friendly with them, they start to think they have things like rights and privileges.
Yes, and I need not get dust on my balloon.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. It's so dirty. I swear.
The dragon's about here.
And as a man of wealth, I'm sure you understand the finer things in life.
Well, I like getting down and dirty every once in a while.
Oh, well, there's a difference between getting down and dirty and being dirty.
Yes.
I myself have to
say that when the wife isn't around, you know, I visit the local how-do-you-dos.
I see. I've never visited one myself, but...
You're the god. Very reputable. Girls are very clean.
Okay. Be polite and stick the card in my breast pocket. Not just burn it.
Well, I'm sure a man of your stature gets along just fine with other ladies.
Oh, of course. They can't help but throw themselves on me. After all, there's only so much of me to go around. I'm a very valuable commodity. Speaking of which, are you done with my time? Another valuable commodity.
I believe so.
Very well. If you find him, kudos to you. If you don't, well, get rid of the weak link in the family, if you understand my meaning. Very well. Jeffrey, we'll see you out.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
You guys are outside, in the carriage, riding away.
I don't think he likes his brother very much.
No. Look at the card.
However, he does it.
It's a card to a brothel.
Is that it?
Yeah.
There's nothing written on it.
It's just like a recommendation to a brothel.
Alright.
I think you got some sort of prize if he actually did recommend something.
No,
you get a free girl.
And just by what I could see, he doesn't seem like the dad would do any harm to him. He just doesn't like him.
He didn't look like he would wanted to do much of anything, really.
Except maybe other women.
Yes, well.
Yes, well.
Struck me as a bit of a dandy, actually.
Well, at least now we have a location and where we can start asking around.
Indeed.
I suppose we can go check in on the other two, see how they're doing.
You guys are sitting there, you've got a little line drawn, the two spiders are sitting there going...
Go, Billy! Go!
You named it?
Of course you have to name the spider that's in the corner.
It's been there forever!
it's like a part of the root.
You know, I think it might be supernatural. It's a member of the spiders group. Only live for like a month tops.
No, it's a different spider every time, but you don't know that.
Quick question for you.
What? Does the Imperium see all other alien technologies as heresies?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But they tolerate Tau for... some amounts of time, and sometimes they can actually walk away from them peacefully. However, the Tau are expanding.
Yes, that's what the Tau seem to do.
It's just that there are two races that the Imperium occasionally works with. Eldar and Tau. They get along better with Tau than they do with Eldar, because Eldar are fucking wiggity.
No, there's apparently one other race that the Imperium works alright with. The Kroot.
Yeah, well.
The Kroot are mercenaries. They just don't let the Tau know that.
Shh! Don't let him know. What's up?
Yeah, we're an exclusive contract with you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, you got that human contract lined up?
Totally.
Alright. You guys return to the lodge. See them with a little circle of the spiders doing battle.
I've almost finished the gladiatorial gear for the spiders.
What are you making it out of? Toothpicks and tinfoil?
I whittle.
We have resources.
Toothpicks and tinfoil?
No, you see the spiders wearing tiny Roman battle armor and stuff like that?
One's wearing a Valkyrie helmet with the braids.
You must have a lot of time on your
hands. I'm sitting here watching a room. So, yes.
But no matter. We do have a location in which we can start gathering more information.
Need any tiny dresses?
Not to my size, sorry.
Tiny beer hats?
Maybe.
I can use that for my flea circus.
But apparently, Zachary hung out at an exclusive club called the Green Velvet.